Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 27th of December, and right now it's cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with a chance of rain, with temperatures ranging from low 24 to high 28 degrees Celsius. It will be windy again, with winds from north-northeast at 30 to 35 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 50%. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of rain after midnight, with winds from the north at 30 to 35 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and dropping by noon on 70%. Morning's vaccine gibbous illuminated on 99%. Tomorrow is full moon, and this one is the last full moon of 2012, and it promises to be a powerful one. Looking into the aspects of energies of this moon, it feels quite appropriate for what has been the life-changing journey of 2012. The full moon falls at 7 degrees of Cancer at 10:28 Universal Time, which means 15:30 for India. Cancer full moons always carry with them a certain vulnerability in combination with the Capricorn Sun, and it is a potent mix which invites us to realize our highest truth and drop all that is no longer serving. Areas where we have perhaps been repressing or keeping a stuffed upper lip, as the old saying goes, may be much closer in than usual. Also keep in mind that this moon makes contact with the ongoing Uranus-Pluto square, which is all about personal revolution evolution. It isn't necessarily a comfortable energy at times, but there is a little doubt to its potency and metamorphic potential. Cancer energy also invites us to open our hearts to a greater love for ourselves and others, and brings with it the characteristic of home, family, and the divine feminine in all of her forms. Recommended activities for this full moon are forgiveness, release work, rituals, visiting the ocean, meditation, family gatherings, cooking, and any other activities nurturing to the spirit. This full moon seems very appropriate and perfect as the last one of the year and the first one of the after the gateway threshold of 12:21. We are forming and creating new identities both personally and collectively, and this moon will shine a light not only where healing is indicated, but also the deep truth that at our core we are divine beings of light and love. It also invites us to step out of our past hurts and limitations and obtain a more expansive view of ourselves and others. Focus in this moment, focus here, focus on your own internal truth. Stop your patterns of expectation and disappointment. Accept all that is just as it is, including yourself. Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, today and tomorrow will host our friend Dr. Balman Shirazi, professor of at California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco, who is on a visit. Balman has taken an initiative to organize symposia on integral consciousness at the Institute for the past few years. He will give us a two-day workshop to share the work that is being done there, and is keen to learn of our experience in Oroville. So, the workshops will be today and tomorrow in the morning and in the afternoon at Whitehall in Bharat Nivas, and the recordings will be published in the next few days. And here's the visiting guest David from United Kingdom thanking for yesterday's sharing in front of Town Hall. Good morning, David. You would like to share with the community something, right?
Yes, indeed, yeah. I'm David Harris from... I live near in the Pyrenees, not far from Bayonne, but I'm English. And first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who came to the gathering yesterday at the town hall in aid of food sharing, peace and compassion for the new era that's coming. And I'd like to explain just a little about... one link that's very important for this movement, which is called Incredible Edible. This was started in the north of England about 6 years ago, and it involved a group of gardeners who wanted to share their produce by encouraging people in the village to plant seeds in public places and then to share the produce, and everyone looks after the plants and everyone shares. And this is a movement that spread very quickly to France, notably in a village in the north of France called Freland. Freland, F-R-E-L-A-N-D. And they have a website, Incredible Edible Freeland, and it's worth visiting that, because on this site just under the title page, there's a link to GMAPS, where you can see all the countries in the world that are taking part in this movement. So I urge you to look at the site, understand what people are doing, and just encourage this to happen in your communities, wherever you are. So once again, thank you very much.
Thank you. At the end of the cycle of recycling events, Phoenix Projects for CCC, Community Culture of Colors, invites us to Kalabumi on Saturday 29th at 7 p.m. to a cosmic fusion by recycled instruments, body percussions, which would be Echo Performance by Butterfly, and Indo Afro Fusion Project by Tiago and Anna. On the same day, on Saturday 29th at 5:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Conference Room, Accessible Auroville invites us all to watch a 30-minute video, Sometimes I Can Fly, about Alex's one-day Auroville adventure. Auroville Cyclone Response Team is organizing a gathering on Saturday again, 29th, at 10 a.m. at Town Hall, Destruction and Creation, a celebration of collaboration because it's a year since the fury of Cyclone Tane hit us, since a huge amount of collective effort has gone to a rebuilding and reconstruction. Auroville Cyclone Response Team would like to thank all who have been involved in this collaboration. Mr. Bala Bhaskar would switch on the new solar plant at Town Hall. A gathering of all the cleaning teams and vehicle bought after cyclone, and later a walk over to the exhibition at Citadine Destruction and Creation. Anu Pasana is inviting us to an exhibition of the Cyclone Tane 1 year after Destruction and Creation, which will be inaugurated tomorrow. This is an exhibition exactly 1 year after the cyclone to showcase art and design work done using wood form storm. This exhibition also shows the disastrous effects of the cyclone on Auroville, while also opening a discussion on the future of the forest and use of its products. And here's a sweet invitation from Baga to come to Repo and enjoy its specially restful atmosphere. The beach keeps widening again, and it is often possible to swim. And anyway, what a treat to sit under the shade of the coconut trees, relaxing into the vastness of ocean and sky, while having some of their puree, delicious fruit juices, along with their great salads, sandwiches, or desserts. We should bring our kids, friends, and guests, and they will love it too. They're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. any day except Monday. The Working Committee, Auroville Council, and Auroville Security Team shares with us an announcement that they have made for a New Year Eve special security arrangements. There will be a police presence in and around Auroville and the area. If there are any celebration plans, they're asking us to contact the Auroville Security to inform them who will be the coordinator. They request everybody to cooperate with the Auroville Security members and the police. This is in the best interest of all of us. They hope we will be able to usher in the new year peacefully, and they wish us all Happy New Year. In case of any problems, we should contact our security on cell phones 944-309-0107 or 944-33-62691. At the Shirobin Auditorium Bar at Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Korkoro Freedom, which was written and directed by Tony Gatlips in France in 2011. At the Eco Film Club in Santana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Vegucated, which is a documentary made in 2010 by Marisa Miller-Wosso. At Cinema Paradiso Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Spanish drama Las Acachas, made in Argentina in 2011 by director Pablo Giorgelli. On Saturday, we can see international drama comedy Where Do We Go Now, which was made in France, Lebanon, Egypt, and Italy in 2011 by writer and director Nandine Labaki. On children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., there was screen animation Family Music, Melody Time, which was made in USA in 1948 by director Clyde Geronimi. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m., we can see comedy romance musical Singing in the Rain, made in USA in 1952 by director Stanley Donen. O my sweet Lord, supreme truth, I aspire that the food I take may infuse into all the cells of my body thy all knowledge, thy all power, thy all goodness. It's written in the words of the Mother, volume 13. Dear friends, we would like to remind you again that we are fundraising in order to continue and maintain this service. so you can visit orvilleradio.com/support for complete information on just how to contribute. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.